Good afternoon.
Just one minute.
I'm being electrocuted, just excuse me.
Okay, start again. I'm sorry.
Electrocuted.
Oh, no.
It is good to be with you again. All is well. No matter how things may appear, no matter what you perceive, the highest truth is your nature, your swarupa, is boundless space. You are boundless space. The imperishable self. This is you. The whole universe with all its manifestations is merely a superimposition on the self. Just as the trees, the sky, the mountains, people, places and things are all in this space. This space flows through everything, yet remains itself, pure, still, peaceful, perfect. In this space, all kinds of things keep happening, cause and effect, karma. People are born, people die. Billions of insects, animals, vegetation. Everything is taking place in the space. Yet the space has not changed. The space is limitless. Unchanging, forever the same. Yet the appearances of things change. This is just an appearance. You are not the appearance. The space appears to go through your body, yet you are in the space. Because of the space, you appear to exist the way you are. Do not identify with the body or the things of this world. Identify with the space. For what you identify with, you become sooner or later. You are like the infinite ocean. And the world is like the waves. The waves keep changing, changing. Turmoil. Yet the ocean is still and quiet. You are that. There is no acceptance. You do not have to accept this. There is nothing you have to accept. You are boundless space just the same. There is no rejection. There is absolutely nothing to reject. You are boundless space just the same. There is no dissolution. Nothing becomes dissolved because nothing ever existed. You are boundless space. You must begin to see this in everything you do. All of the fears that some of you go through, the anxieties, the confusion, are simply a superimposition in the space. These things are appearances. This is the reason they change. And they're never the same. You may be angry one day and happy the next day. You may be sick one day, happy the next day, well one day, sick the other day. You may be born one day and die the next day. In any case, whatever appears seems to come to an end. Therefore, why should you identify with something that ends and begins? It is fruitless. For instance, some people are searching to become millionaires. They want all the money in the world. And they work their whole life to attain it. They must die sometime. They must leave everything behind and appear to disappear. People are always trying to make their bodies healthy. No matter how healthy your body is, it will someday become old, decrepit, and waste away. This is why the wise person did not look for these things of the world. They did not concern themselves so much with their body, with their affairs, or the world. For the wise person realizes we live in a world of change. Nothing is ever the same. You are boundless space. Free. Blissful. At peace. You are never born, you will never die. You are boundless space. Just to think this way makes you feel good. As you begin to accept and realize that you are not the body or the mind or the thoughts or the experiences, you become radiantly happy. Happiness and boundless space are the same. Just to be aware of these things. To repeat this to yourself. Especially when you get up in the morning. I am boundless space. This boundless space is consciousness. Absolute reality. Nirvana. Ultimate oneness. This is your real nature. This is who you are. Awaken. Think of all the confusion you've been giving yourself. the harassments you've been going through for you have accepted person, place, or thing as your reality. Not realizing these are just a passing fancy. Here today, gone tomorrow. Think for a moment of the things that you're attached to. You may be attached to a person, a sickness, a lack, a limitation. You may be attached to abundance by never letting it go. You may be attached to health, always believing you have to do this and that to stay healthy. More many of you realize, of course, everything is preordained. When you made your appearance on this earth as a so-called body, there was a certain amount of time allotted to you. And when that time comes, you're going to give up the body. So why worry about it? Why be concerned? There are people who eat only special foods, health foods, fanatics. Yeah, these people do not live longer than others. What you are is not determined by what you do in reality. You may believe and think that you're under the law of cause and effect. Yet in truth, there is no cause for existence. So how can there be an effect? You do not exist. You're a non-entity. Yeah, that's a blow to your ego, isn't it? What do you mean I don't exist? I'm important. I'm this and I'm that. For how long? 70. 40. 12. 40. Whatever the score is, doesn't matter. You are boundless space. You are nothing that you appear to be. You are the fathomless ocean, forever flowing. The waves do not affect you. Nothing affects you. For there is no you. Can you just imagine what would happen if you felt these things every morning when you first got out of bed? When you first wake up? To realize this great truth. that you are boundless space, pure awareness. Yet when most of you get up, immediately you start to think about your affairs and your body and your food and other people. Take time out. Feel within yourself that you are boundless space. Feel that your body is just a superimposition in this boundless space. And it's like a dream. Mirage. An illusion. You have never existed, and you will never exist. I realize that to some of you, this Maya, this illusion, is very, very strong. And some of you are really involved in it totally, completely, and absolutely. You're always thinking about your body. You're always thinking about your affairs. It is this that causes the problem. Not the things in themselves. Things have no power. The power comes from you. You are the power. If you believe something is bad, can hurt you, it will probably, because you believe it does. When you get all excited over something, the excitement causes more excitement and more problems. But when you realize you are boundless space, pure awareness, where is there a problem? Can there be a problem in boundless space? You can make fires, burn down cities, kill each other, and the space lives on. The space doesn't care. The space is always there. Whatever you do with your life, you cannot destroy the space. If you know you are the space yourself, then what I said goes for you. Nothing can destroy you. No thing can hurt you. Nobody can do anything to your body. Simply because you ain't got a body. Yet no matter how many times I say this, you still get involved in life, and life gets to you, shows you pictures, and you accept the pictures as reality. You become despondent, depressed, disillusioned. Over what? Over whom? something that does not exist. Take stock of yourself. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Do not believe you are in a situation that is impossible. Do not believe you have something important that you own and you will not give it up. Remember, in a flash, everything can disappear. All your possessions, your body, everything will disappear when the time is right for it to go. The wise person always works in themselves. The wise person looks after first things first. As you become aware that you are boundless space, the I thought returns to the heart and becomes dissolved. When there is no longer an I thought, there is no longer a body or a mind or things. For everything has been attached to the I thought. How can there be an I thought in boundless space? Start becoming aware when you use the term I. Watch what you say when you say I. The I thought does not belong to you. It is a mirage. It is a lie. There is only boundless space, absolute reality. Can you not feel now that you are the ocean of bliss? Can you not understand that you have absolutely nothing to do with anything? You are already free. You are bright and shining. You are the heart's delight. Does it not feel wonderful? Can you see now it makes no difference what you're going through, what's going on in your life, good or bad? It doesn't matter. You will no longer look at situations and react to them. you are bound to the space. Totally free. Liberated. Stop searching. The search is over. You are free. The bonds have been cut. There is no longer anything holding you back. Awaken. Awaken. You have experienced a mortal dream long enough. Awaken from this dream. You are not limited to your body. You are bound to space. You are all pervading, omnipresent. You are all the bodies. You are the universe. You are the substratum of the universe. The whole universe is playing its game within you. You are boundless space. Place thump the guru. We will see what interesting questions we have.
Nice pipe.
Wow,
what's this? Oh, somebody touched up a half a page.
That's good.
Keep somebody busy.
signed by Fred. I wonder about it.
Keep you busy. I know mischief.
Sunday Stumper, or maybe not. Whatever can be talked about doesn't exist. The dual ego can be said to have two appearances and actions. Those that lessen the appearance of the ego and those that strengthen the appearance of the ego. So the only information that relatively or dreamlike seems to be worth knowing about is which appearance leads to which. Then there is, so it seems, a choice of direction, but what, so to speak, is the criteria by which one can advance to ascertain which leads to which. In the selected works of Ramana Maharshi, page 98, one of the three methods of realizing self is by breath control. Please elucidate on that, and for which person would that be suitable, possibly even help? What does it mean to slow down your thoughts? Is it that having two thoughts in a minute is slower than three thoughts in a minute? Or is a thought of a lower frequency slower than one of a higher frequency? As an alpha versus beta, is a thought to which one has less attachment slower than one to which one has more attachment? Or what? Or what is the answer? Or what? Or nothing? Breath control is a part of the yoga system. And the reason Ramana Maharshi said it's okay to do is because he agreed with everybody and everything. If you came to him and said, I'm standing on my head and reciting mantras, he'd say, good, keep it up. Because the thinking is, that's where you are right now, and that's what you have to do right now. As long as you are practicing spiritual disciplines, it's okay. You have to do what you have to do by where you are. So it makes no difference what you do. As long as you're doing spiritual practicing. To slow down your thoughts merely means to think less. It's not how many thoughts you're having. It's trying to get rid of all the thoughts together with everything else. As you practice on yourself, the mind becomes quieter, and finally the mind dissolves and disappears entirely. So you're not trying to change having four thoughts for three and three thoughts for two. You're trying to get rid of the whole ball game by asking yourself, from whom do these thoughts come? Where do these thoughts come from? They come from the I thought. And we work on removing the I thought. When the I thought is removed, everything else goes with it, all the rest of the thoughts. So don't worry about your thoughts, work on removing the I thought. If you have attachment to your thoughts, of course this is going to impede you. The idea is to find out that your thoughts have no value, let them go and the attachment will go also. Be rid of everything. Don't ask so many questions.
Boy.
God!
That's the answer.
Okay.
Ramana spent years in the cave of Arunachala in complete isolation. Why he does not recommend this practice? Well, the understanding is you are where you are because that's where you're supposed to be. So if a person comes and tells me, or Ramana, shall I give up my job, my family, and go live in a cave and practice? The answer is always, if you were meant to do it, you would be doing it. There would be no question. If you have to ask the question, that means you're not supposed to do it. As long as there's a question, then there's nothing for you to do but what you're doing now. Everything takes care of itself. Your job is just to awaken every day a little more, to inquire where you came from, why you exist, who you are, and then you will find yourself wherever you're supposed to be. Everything will work by itself. You have absolutely nothing to do with it. Your job is just to see yourself as pure, absolute reality. And again, if you're meant to travel to Arunachala, if you're meant to travel to the jungles, if you're meant to get eaten by a tiger, it will all happen by itself. Don't worry about it. Fred is pretty active today. Isn't it only the considerations and or beliefs that we have that so to speak seemingly imprison us? And then if we can neutralize or desensitize or, so to speak, remove the charge or intensity by which those beliefs are held in place, illusion will not even be considered anymore as having any reality. Considerations, neutralizing, all these terms are necessary. It's so simple. You merely have to inquire, to whom does this come? Who am I? Where do I come from? Your beliefs imprison you because you are totally involved in all of the stuff you write about. Do not get concerned with all these terms. Make it very simple for yourself. Just learn to be still. Not to have too many questions in your mind. Not to have too many methods floating around in your mind. Empty the mind completely and totally. That is the whole purpose of spiritual life. To empty the mind. Not to think intelligently and have all kinds of intellectual conceptions, but to totally empty the mind. And you empty the mind by inquiring to whom does the source come, following it through, by waking up in the morning and understanding that you are boundless space. As you practice these things, you will see fantastic results. We're not so confused by words. Speak less, think less, and you will be everything you're supposed to be. So, Robert, what's new? No? No is no. Quietness is no. Stillness is no. That's it, Robin is no. Anyone like to add anything? say anything. Do anything. Announcements to make?
Yes, I do. We have our latest transcript to hand out. If anybody's in the mood to make some transcripts, it's called One Self, One Consciousness.
Sometimes you use this image of consciousness being a screen with images on it. And then sometimes you said, like today, that when there's no I thought, there's no body. But there's still kind of a body image running around on the screen.
The body image appears to run around the screen. But you as a screen know that it's an illusion. It doesn't really exist. It appears to run around the screen. It appears to be real. But the screen knows it's not real. The screen is not identified with the image at all. The screen identifies with itself. Consciousness identifies with itself. Somehow these images have appeared. And they seem to rest on consciousness as they rest on the screen. But this is only our appearance. We see it like that. The screen does not see it like that. Consciousness does not see the image. Consciousness sees consciousness. It can only see itself. It is we who see the other. But the images have no validity. They do not exist. Mirage.
But they can be. They could be described by consciousness.
They cannot be described by consciousness. They can be described by the images. The image of the body which appears here. Mirage.
But they can be. They could be described by consciousness.
They cannot be described by consciousness. They can be described by the images. The image of the body which appears here describes the other images on the screen. But from the other side, there's no one left to describe anything. From the side of the scene, of the seer and the scene, you can describe images.
What's going on with this description of images that's coming out of emanating from Robert's mouth? Now.
The images that's emanating from Robert's mouth is for your purpose. It is something that you see, that you need, that you have to hear. So these things are emanating from Robert's mouth. But in reality, Robert knows there is no Robert. And there's no image. And there's no screen.
And there's nothing coming out of his mouth.
Exactly.
No mouth.
No mouth. That wipes it off.
Look at it this way. Look at both sides of the screen. On one side there's nothing. Nothing going on. On the other side there are all the images. So the screen knows there's absolutely nothing. Sees nothing, hears nothing, is nothing. But the side of the images discusses the images, sees the images, debates the images, talks about the images, and believes it is the image.
Yeah.
but none of these things exist.
Robert, and that's really interesting because you're taking that analogy one step further, and it's like I kind of got what you're saying, you know, in a way that I hadn't before in this particular analogy. However, if how does this tally with the descriptions of Sahaj Samadhi that, according to some masters, at the very beginning when the first, you know, look at the Sahaj Samadhi, you're still seeing things, and gradually over time, even that you don't notice after a while. Isn't the jump a gradual jump? And when you make the shift in consciousness, the way you're completely identified with consciousness, you're still observing these things, and then gradually they fade. Is that the way it happens?
As long as there's an appearance of a body, you won't appear to the images. But to the sage, there are no images and there are images. It's like watching shadows. The sage embodied is able to see the images, so the body may appear to function correctly. But yet to the sage there are no images. That's again very paradoxical. At the same time there are images, there are no images also. It's very difficult for the finite mind to understand. How can there be no images and images at the same time?
Actually, my finite mind is a little closer to understanding
it. Does that frighten you?
No, not at all.
Get rid of the finite mind altogether. You don't need it. It's extra luggage you're carrying around. I suppose in the whole game of Maya, in the stages that appear to come around, in order to tell you to give up thinking about yourself and give up thinking about the world and understand that you're a boundless space. If there were no stages, there would be no universe, there would be no people, nothing. It is because the stages exist that the people exist. So the stages can tell them they do not exist. It's all a game. Very funny game.
Incomprehensible.
The world appears. The sages appear and tell them there's no world.
Kind of like gobbledygook, you've got kind of saying there's no problem, so here's the way to solve that.
This is why we should never become too intellectual. We should never get totally involved in all these words and ideologies and everything else we become involved in. The simpler you can become, the sooner you will awaken. Because when you try to figure it out, you're using your finite mind. What else is figuring it out? In other words, you're using something that does not exist. So you get involved in all these things that do not exist. Because you're thinking.
So if you just use consciousness, you don't have to try to figure it out. You just will be the consciousness.
You can't use consciousness. You know you that can use consciousness.
So you can be the consciousness.
There's no need to be consciousness. Consciousness just is.
So you can just be what you are. And act with everything.
Be what you are, but lose the beer.
And to try to do with the mind is like trying to wash blood off your hands with water, with the blood.
Yes, that's a good point. Sure.
But still, I won't say we, I persist, knowing it, that it can't be done. There's something compelling us or myself to do the impossible.
What's the impossible?
Get rid of the mind.
If it were impossible, no one would ever do it. That's how you see it for yourself. But it has been done, so it must not be impossible.
All right, that I hear what you're saying, but to me it seems a number of people that have... I personally don't know anyone that is in a position that you are, or some of the other enlightened masters, and yet probably thousands of people all over the world going to people like yourself, and it's a rare occasion when a person has it.
So what's the point?
I guess the point is, as I see it, I have had, saying it twice, hopes of something happening, whether I tried or whether I didn't try. And now I have more or less just accept things the way they are, but by accepting things the way they are, it seems like the effort has to be made in order to get for something to happen. Yet at the same time, you can't make an effort to make it happen, because the effort itself keeps the happening from happening. I don't know if I... You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, if you know this, why are you making the effort?
Mm-hmm. Because it seems without making the effort that nothing is happening.
You're making the effort because nothing is happening?
Knowing that making the effort, nothing will happen, still there's something inside of me that, like compulsion, to keep doing. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. There is something that's making you come here and going through all these things.
For myself, other people too. But...
Remember, as I tell you so often, your life right now is but a split second in eternity.
It's a what?
Split second in eternity. Mm. It appears to be here, and then the flash is gone. So do not think that if you have not become self-realized or enlightened or awakened, you're too old, or you're going to die soon and you'll never awaken. It's not true. What you have learned, where you are, you carry on and continue. So if your life appears to be 4 score and 10 or whatever, it's a split second of eternity.
Yeah, that's true.
You're here today and you're gone tomorrow. But the spiritual work that you've done, you take with you. Wherever you go, whatever happens to you. Nothing is lost. Therefore, be grateful for where you are. Never condemn yourself. Be totally grateful for where you are, even though you may think you're in a sorry place right now. Do not look at it that way. When you have gratitude for being where you are, you will be lifted up and you'll make more progress on the path. So never condemn yourself. Never look at yourself as believing you don't know anything or feel slighted because you're not making progress. but give thanks, be grateful for where you are right now. And we'll make fast progress.
From our point of view, wouldn't it be focused and just being very clear about what matters to us the most, because desire, integrity involved in the good focus on this. And what else can we do?
You can get rid of yourself. That's what you should do. Forget about integrity and the rest of it. That will come by itself. Go deep within yourself. Dive deep within yourself. Deeper than you've ever gone before. When the thoughts stop, when you touch the substratum of all existence, when you become the ocean of bliss, which is within you, the center of you is the ocean of bliss. You are that. Think about the things we're talking about today. And don't bother with integrity or anything else.
So what you're saying, in effect, we would be doing it without doing it, and we'd be being without being severe if we do it that way.
Come again.
if I correctly get what you're saying and understand it correctly, then I will cease to be severe. I will cease to be doing anything by this diving into myself that will effectively obviate this whole conundrum of being the doer. In being the beer, who doesn't do anything, that will, what you're saying, will definitely just obviate all of those other subtle problems to get into when you try, and yet at the same time, you're still you trying to become enlightened. Which is the problem, isn't it? There's somebody trying to become enlightened, and the whole joke is that there's nobody to become enlightened. So somehow that somebody has to be convinced that it's nobody, so they can become enlightened.
What you should do is drink a glass of beer. Nothing can ever be. Then you'll be the beer.
That's my girl.
I don't have time, Dennis, to give all the beer in the glass.
Don't worry, he may slip a little into his drink.
You didn't answer his question.
That's the answer.
Yeah, I really did. I got the answer that I deserved. Yeah.
I answered it perfectly. Trying to figure it out with the mind.
You want the logical answer.
Yeah. That's the problem.
Have a beer.
That's your problem.
I see it now. That's fine.
Give up.
For whom is logic? The ego.
However, the world still is caught up, and I know what I'm realizing, what I'm saying, and football season's starting, basketball season's almost over, baseball's still going, everybody wants their team to win, and there can only be one winner, and yet people identify with that. Somehow it must do something to their ego or something.
Why are you worried about people?
Because we're all part of the human race, that's why.
But know who you are, and then you'll take care of everybody else.
Know what?
Understand your real nature, find out who you are, and everything else will be taken care of also. You're not worried about it.
I'm not worrying. I think it's
the baseball game is a football game.
Separation, that's what caused the rise and unhappiness in this world.
But you can't change things. You can't bring peace to the world while you're still an illusion. Become peaceful and you'll see peace. Become loving, you'll see love. In this kind of world in which we live, since time immemorial, there has been Nazi and Nazi to man. There have been riots, wars, destruction, chaos, confusion. And there have been people saying we're going to make peace and turn us into a peaceful world. This is the way of the world. And the world's a mirage. So if you identify with all the things you see, you'll always be confused. You have to. Because the nature of this world is confusion. Do not identify with what you see. Identify with reality.
Well, you know.
We're going back to the space again that I was talking about. All these riots are taking place in the space. Is the space affected? So are you the rioter or are you the space? With what do you identify? If you see the riots as reality, then that's the world in which you live. And you suffer accordingly. But when you go beyond that, and you realize the space or consciousness or pure awareness is the only reality, then you leave this world.
Well, I realize for me one of the big problems is that I'm identifying, I'm confusing consciousness with maybe awareness. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you give a good analogy, the space is not affected by the riots. But much as I want to remain in the consciousness, the awareness of the consciousness, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
It seems that when I hear you talk and I want to be one with the consciousness or be aware of the consciousness, somehow the mind misinterprets the consciousness or turns it around. Do you know what I'm trying to say? That's
sure, this is the spiritual work you've got to do. You've got to work on that mind and get rid of it. Not in the world. Do not try to change the world by voting for the right president. You'll never do it. Change yourself.
That's it. When you say the self, you mean self or consciousness. There's where the confusion comes in.
I mean your personal self. You can't change consciousness.
No, I understand that.
You have to change your personal self by raising yourself up above the riots. Above the world, above the universe. You got big feet, Tom.
Okay, Tom.
Much like you.
We love you.
That's only an appearance on the floor.
Maybe a size 15.
Nothing bigger than mine.
I want to ask you another question. How does one connect with the higher self?
Mm-hmm. By not connecting. Mm-hmm. By being yourself. Asking, who is it that's not connected? Who feels they're not connected?
That's the problem all the way through.
We're working on
feeling the connection with the consciousness or the higher self.
You haven't been there for about a month or so. What have you been doing? You've been involved in the world, right?
Well, I had things I had to do.
Sure, you always have to do something. All these things that you have to do, you give very importance. You give a lot of importance, a lot of validity. So, the idea is not to give it the validity you do. Give the things you have to do less importance. That's how you grow. As long as you believe you want to go higher, and you keep on giving importance to all the things in your life, you won't go higher.